Is there a conflict between, say, humility and honesty, where we are told that we should always be in the mood of servant and stay humble, but honestly sharing our realizations, sharing our spiritual experiences, that may be seen as pride and then that may be disapproved? Yeah, it's possible. That's why sharing has to be done in like-minded circles. So, you know, we have to find out who are the devotees who are like-minded. Even if there's one or two, and we gel with them. What happens is that different devotees have different definitions of success. For some devotees, their definition of success will be how many books were distributed. For other devotees, it may be, you know, okay, how many devotees got initiated. For others, it may be, okay, how many people came for the program. For others, it may be how much funds were raised. So what happens is, when there are two devotees with different definitions of success, then they just cannot interact. What are you achieving? What have you done? So it can be very discouraging for us if we associate with someone who doesn't appreciate our definition of success. Now, our definition of success doesn't mean an entirely arbitrary or whimsical. Within the broad umbrella of devotion, there can be success in various things. So, if I am a writer, and if I associate with those who are preachers or managers or book distributors, then writing, I'll feel, what am I doing by this writing? You know, I'm not really doing much. And similarly, somebody who is a book distributor, if there's one book distributor and there are 10 writers, the book distributor, what am I doing? So we have to have like-minded association. And within that, when we share our successes or our struggles or whatever it is, then that is understood. So even with respect to chanting or even with respect to, say, hearing, you know, if we say that I like this section of the Bhagavad, so somebody may say, if I like this section of the Bhagavatam, somebody may say, you should serve the whole Bhagavatam. This is Sergiism. Somebody else may say, you like this section of Bhagavatam? What do you like in it? And then we start discussing. So what happens is, just different devotees have different approaches. And we have to find out, it's very important. We have to find out who are the devotees with whom, we can think similarly. See, we may have to work as a service with whoever we have to work with. But We cannot really legislate with whom our heart will connect. So we have to find out those devotees, and we may have to put in some extra endeavors to connect with those devotees. So if I have intellectual orientation and I get a lot of questions. Now if I ask all the questions to somebody who is religious katha, then they will just label me as a gyani. Why are you going to just release the katha? But I cannot do that. So ultimately, I have to live with my body, I have to live with my mind, and I have to practice bhakti with my body and mind. So then, like-minded, somebody whose mind is also like me, only they can, with them I can bond. So honesty has to be accompanied with discretion. I cannot just be honest with everyone, because then people may not appreciate what I'm saying and can create unnecessary either bad feeling among us, or they may spread it with others and that may create a further complication. That's why honesty has to be accompanied with discretion. Did I address your question?